Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Hello and a warm welcome to ACB Radio's Main Menu, a weekly look at technology from a blindness perspective. Main Menu is produced by and for ACB Radio Mainstream and made available to radio reading information services around the world. On the programme this week, Dean Martineau continues his series on Windows toolbars. And Corey Martin looks at OmniPage version 12. That's all coming up this week on Main Menu.
Greetings, Main Menu listeners throughout the planet. This is Dean Martineau with a second in our two-part series on toolbars to enhance your web browsing and web surfing experience. I'm using a little bit different voice this week. It's always nice when the traveling viruses come along and enable us to change voices, and I'm not talking about computer viruses either. Last week, you may recall, we talked about Dave's Quick Search Desk Bar, DQSD. This week, we talk about the Google Toolbar, which offers a few revolutionary web enhancing experiences. If you've ever gone on the Google website, down past where you can put in a search, in fact down almost as far down as you can go, there's a section on tools and services. And if you click on that, you go read through that, you eventually come to a section on the Google toolbar. I think they're up to version 2.0 now, and I think it's in beta, but this doesn't really seem to affect its performance. It's a very usable tool. The Google Toolbar offers several features. My favorite is the fact that it is a pop-up blocker. I hadn't used one before. There are some other ones out there, but I really like this one, and I'll demonstrate it to you a little bit. It also offers a nice handy keyboard shortcut for doing Google searches. It offers the ability to move up on a web page. It gives you a button for that. It allows you to auto-fill out forms that you may want to fill out with data that you provide. So those are features that it offers, as well as a bunch of easy clicks for people who want to use toolbars to click to do Google searches. Mostly we're not going to use those features because it's going to be easier for us either to just go to Google and choose the news or choose groups search, or to use DQSD like I described last time for really quick access to all those searches and many, many more besides. The Google toolbar puts itself up on the screen in the regular toolbar area. It puts itself below the regular Internet Explorer toolbar if you bother displaying that. Having these toolbars on the screen doesn't hurt anything. They don't get in the way at all of our websites being displayed by either JAWS or WindowEyes. They only come in handy if we want to use them. To use the toolbar, you do have to use the JAWS cursor or mouse pointer and navigate around the screen with it and left-click on the appropriate button. JAWS provides access to the Internet Explorer toolbars with a command. However, that command only provides access to the standard toolbar buttons. It doesn't give you access to any toolbars you might add, like in this case the Google toolbar is one that we're adding. Let me just demonstrate to you a bit of what it looks like on my system to use JAWS. And by the way, WindowEyes users, better news this week than last. You can use it without any problem, although I do find that accessing the options dialog is easier with JAWS than it is with WindowEyes. Let me route JAWS to PC here.
Route JAWS to virtual PC.
And then go to the top of the screen.
Page up.
And then down arrow past
File Edit View Favorites Tools Help
menu bar.
Blank. Stop refresh.
For some reason, I don't know quite even why, I have the standard toolbars displayed in Internet Explorer, so that's the standard toolbars.
Address H.
There's the address bar.
Search web.
And now I come to the Google toolbar. Let me hit the command to get to the left side of the screen.
Home.
And now, let's see where we are.
Space, search, web.
Okay, the first button on the toolbar is search the web. I doubt seriously you'll ever use this button because, I mean, like I say, it's much easier to get to the Google search mechanism any number of ways, although the toolbar does provide us a nice keyboard shortcut.
Search site.
Search site. It's conceivable that you may want to do this sometime. Some websites don't provide this kind of a feature built in. You can go to a website and click the search site button, and Google will conduct a search of just this website for you if you want to.
News.
The news button. I don't know why I have that displayed. As you'll see here momentarily, when we look at the options dialog, we can take any of these buttons off. And again, I'm never going to want to use the toolbar to click the news button, but it doesn't hurt anything. That's why I haven't bothered taking it off.
Page. Info.
The page info menu we'll look at. I haven't found much use for it, but you might. It actually brings down a menu. And so let's look at the next button.
266, blocked.
This is my favorite feature. This is the pop-up blocker. This has so improved my life. No more do I have to deal with specific POP network and its little relatives interfering with my ability to read my newspapers or listen to baseball games or do the other things that I want to do on the web.
Blog this, exclaim.
Blog this. I won't say much more about this except that if you're into blogs, weblogs, what this allows you to do is you're visiting some website and you think, oh, I want to make a comment about this site. So what you can do is you click the blog this button and it puts the site sets you up so that you can comment on the site in a blog. I haven't done much more with this than that, and because I don't get into blogging.
Option.
There's the options button, which we'll click on to open up the multi-page options dialog.
Up.
And the up button, which is one of the optional buttons you can use and which I find has some value. All right, so that's what we have here provided to us generally by the Google toolbar. There are some other things that I don't have showing that are even less useful than this. But of those that are useful, let's first use the little Google shortcut that it provides to do a search. I'm sitting here on my local transit company's webpage right now, and I want to do a search. Let's just
virtual
turn
PC
that
cursor
back on. And I want to do a search. I'm just going to hit Alt-G.
Alt-G, edit.
And I'm placed in an edit field. If I had done a previous search during this computing session, its text would be in the search field but wouldn't be highlighted, so I would have to highlight it before I could type in the new search. So right now, let's see what I want to search for. I don't really want to search, so I'll just type in Bach Flower Remedies. That's kind of one of my default searches I conduct.
B-A-C-H space F-L-O-E-E-R space R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S. Enter.
Hit Enter. And, though I'm not getting feedback to that effect, I'm now on a search result page with that search having been conducted. And my Google defaults are followed, which means I have 100 search results on this page, which is one of my favorite features about Google, is that you can set that up that way. All right, let's talk about, and there's not much to demonstrate, I guess, about it, my favorite feature, which is the pop-up blocker. You can turn this on in the process of the options. It's on by default. And once it's on, when you go to a page that tries to provide serve you up a pop-up ad or some other pop-up message, you get this delicious little sound as the pop-up ad is munched, and the little counter on the Google web toolbar increments by one. You can turn that counter off if you want to, but I kind of like it, showing you that that page has yet been blocked again. You can't, then just one more web pop-up has been blocked. Now, with pop-up blockers, pop-up stoppers of this like, there are some drawbacks. I haven't found any with the Google toolbar. I have found workarounds for all the potential ones. What happens is, when you go to a page and then you try to open up a link and you're not allowed to because the pop-up stopper isn't allowed to work, two things happen. Generally, and most commonly, as soon as I hit enter to open up the link, I get the sound saying that a pop-up has been blocked. Well, this isn't true, obviously, because we haven't even gotten to the page yet. So I know that this is a case where the pop-up stopper is going to get in the way. All I have to do at that point is use a shortcut that perhaps a lot of you haven't used very often. I know I hadn't. And that is Shift-Enter to force the opening of the page in a new window. When I do that, the page opens in a new window with no problem. And I'm able to read whatever that page is, close that window, and return back to the previous page that I was on with no difficulty. That accounts for most of the sites that I have encountered where some page is written so that it doesn't like the pop-up blocker feature of the Google toolbar. Probably two of the sites I visit most, well, one is a couple of newspaper sites, and that continues to work fine. But of course, web authors aren't necessarily crazy about the fact that people can install the Google toolbar and eliminate the need to look at the ads they want you to see. And one example of this is MLB.com, where you can listen to baseball games if you pay the subscription fee in the United States. Well, actually, you can listen anywhere, but the baseball games come from the United States. And just this last weekend, just 2 days ago, all of a sudden, I was no longer able easily to listen to broadcasts without allowing pop-ups on the ad. By the way, to allow pop-ups, let's say there's a site and you want to allow the pop-ups, all you have to do is navigate to that little place on the Google toolbar where it gives you the number of pop-ups that have been blocked and left-click on it, and that will then the text on the toolbar button changes to identifying that pop-ups are allowed on this site. That's nice, however, that annoys me because this means that then whenever I visit MLB.com, I have to get specific not pop network ads. I don't want those. Fortunately, there's a better workaround than that. On the MLB.com site, you find the game you want to listen to. Don't hit enter. Rather, use the context menu. Now, of course, in JAWS, you know you have to use the right mouse button to do that for no good reason. In WindowEyes, you can use the regular context menu key. The first option on the context menu is going to be open. When you find that option, hit Control Enter. Hold down the Control key and hit Enter. The broadcast will start, and you will have circumvented the desire on the part of MLB.com to show you some ad or other, or combination of ads. Apparently, this sometimes is necessary in online banking situations. I've tried with one of my two online banking sites and had no difficulty paying a bill with the Google toolbar pop-up blocker going just all the time. And it didn't block any pop-ups, but nothing got in the way. So I just love this feature. I think it is the best thing to happen to me in a long time in terms of web surfing and web browsing, and doesn't have anything to do with the ability to conduct Google searches. And I don't have any ability to compare it with the other products out there that do pop-up stopping, but it just does a fine job as far as I'm concerned. Now, there were other features I've mentioned. We'll talk about the autofill feature real briefly, because I didn't have a phenomenal amount of success with it. The idea of autofill is, and there are programs out there that allow you to do this as well, you can put the information that belongs on your web forms into fields of a program, and then the program will fill out for you those forms when you come to them, so you don't have to type the data. That's what autofill of the Google toolbar does. In options, and we'll look there in a little while, you fill out the data, and then the service will fill out your form for you if you want it to. One slight functionality difference between WindowEyes and JAWS: the autofill button is only available when the Google toolbar recognizes that you're at a place where there's some form fields to fill out that it can help you fill out. So that in that case, with you using JAWS, you don't see the autofill button. With WindowEyes, you see the autofill button all the time, even if it isn't always available. So what happens is you come to a place, you come to a form, and you know there's a form there, and you want the Google toolbar to fill it out, so then you click the autofill button. When I did this, I did it on a somewhat non-standard page, which was kind of by design. The first thing that happens is that the form is filled out, but you don't see evidence of this until you, with JAWS anyway, turn forms mode on and back off again. Then, all of a sudden, the forms that have been filled out become apparent to you in the regular reading, web page reading mode. The list of form fields that autofill will fill out, and apparently there's a convention in HTML here that allows it, that web authors to write their pages in certain ways, which the Google toolbar can take advantage of to pick these fields out. There's not an awful lot of them. They're the sort of forms that you would fill out if you're going to buy from a site. So you have your name, your email address, your city, state, zip, your phone. The credit card you can put in with or without a password. It is encouraged to put it in with a password. And you don't have to put in a credit card, of course. Depends on how you're using your computer, who else is using it, whether you'll want to. When I did this on the non-standard site, I had programmed my address in with two lines, the first line being the standard street address, and the second line being the unit number I live in. Well, lo and behold, on the page that I was filling out, the unit number all of a sudden became my auxiliary address. There wasn't a line on here for the second line of the address, so it was for the auxiliary address that my number 204 was filled in, which obviously made no sense at all. So autofill is probably not something I'm going to spend a whole lot of time on. However, you might like it. It does appear to work pretty well. I think that if you had a page that had standard controls, that autofill would work just fine. Talk about the up button. Have you ever landed on a website through a search or some other expedient? Somebody's maybe given you the URL and you're on a site and you kind of like to see the earlier incarnation of this site. In other words, what's the previous page of this site? Let me explain what I mean. I was doing a search recently and I was landed in somebody's ideological work of trying to expound to me their ideology, and I was in chapter 31 of their book. The page wasn't exactly all that well designed. It had a link to take me to the next chapter, but it didn't have any links back to the table of contents or back to the beginning. I kind of wanted to see what this thing was all about, and there wasn't really an easy way to do it. Of course, I could edit the address bar each time and eventually work my way back that way, but it was a lot easier to click the up button a couple of times. That just kept taking me back and back on this particular page where I had never previously visited, till eventually I reached the root of it, which contained the table of contents for the little ideological treatise in question. So that's what the up button does. May not be something you'll use real often, but it is pretty nifty when you want it. It's right there. So that's, I guess, pretty much most of what the Google toolbar offers. Let me now demonstrate the options dialog, because it isn't the most accessible thing in the world. So to do this, let me again get to the toolbar. Let me say a couple words before I do that, actually, because I've had my encounters with this process. There are times, I find, when you can't read websites with the JAWS cursor. You don't usually have to, but in order to get to the toolbars, you do have to in this case. And sometimes they just don't read and just don't navigate. And I found two solutions to this problem at different places. One is to go in onto the View menu in Internet Explorer and change the text size. Sometimes just simply playing with the text size will all of a sudden cause the JAWS cursor to read what's there when it wouldn't read it otherwise. Another circumstance that I discovered, this on the MLB site, and I have no idea why this is, but sometimes the JAWS cursor, even though there's a web page there, the JAWS cursor doesn't show it. It stays locked in the taskbar. So in order to make this possible for me to move around the web page, I have to change, using JAWS key R, the JAWS cursor to unrestricted. All of a sudden, in other words, that assumes that it's taking you outside of the application you're in, but in fact that's not what's happening. Once you make the JAWS cursor use unrestricted, you then go to the top of the page and you're able to read the menu bar and the toolbars and all that sort of thing that you should have been able to read all along. I have no idea why this is, but I pass these little comments on to you in case you have some similar problems on your system. And let me make clear also, because I sometimes forget to do this, make sure Internet Explorer is maximized when you're trying to use it in these kind of uses. So I want to get to the options dialog, so let's
root JAWS to virtual PC.
Head back up here.
Go to Google Home Advanced Search Box Flower Remit Address HT Backstop Refresh Home.
Okay, I didn't need to move that at all. I was already on the toolbar still, so
Backstop Refresh Home. Refresh Home Address 8 Box Flower News. Web Sir Remedies Sir Web News 8 and 2 Block Options.
Okay, I was not the most organized about getting there, but eventually got us to the options dialog where I can click the left mouse button.
Left mouse button, toolbar options dialog, web page options button, www. PC cursor.
All right, we start out. The beginning of this isn't too bad. You're offered what is your default Google search you want to conduct. Of course, you have all these different international searches to choose from. I have mine set for North America, but there's a vast list of all these different searches that you can have Google be doing by default, which I'm not going to change. I'll tab.
Tab. Open a new window to display results each time you search. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, I don't want to do that, but that's pretty obvious. If I wanted to have every time I do search, open a new window, we don't want to do that.
Tab. Drop-down search history. Checkbox not checked.
You can have a drop-down search history that comes up so that you can click on the history and look at old searches. I haven't really ascertained whether this is even very accessible, and I don't really want it, so I have it unchecked.
Tab. Checkbox not checked.
All right, now we come to a whole series, and this is where we start needing to use the JAWS cursor, because we have a whole series of areas where the JAWS cursor will read I think it'll read the group box here in a minute, but it doesn't read the name of the field at all. It doesn't read the box we're checking. So what I find the best thing to do here is with each of these checkboxes, route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
And read the current line.
Corner highlight button.
Now, these are, do you want your words highlighted? I don't. So, and then it's not checked.
Tab, checkbox not checked. Route JAWS to PC. Corner word find buttons.
The word find buttons, I similarly do not think have any value, so I don't have them checked.
Tab, checkbox not checked. Route JAWS to PC. Corner page rank display.
Okay, I should have mentioned the page rank display business. You are warned about this when you install the Google toolbar. Page rank display is some kind of a feature where Google gathers statistics about the relevance of the web pages and displays that to you in some form of graphic. While I had it active, which wasn't very long, I didn't figure out how to use it, but I also didn't try very hard. In any case, you are warned that if you do choose to activate the page rank display, that information of a pretty moderate character is sent to Google so that it can tally your information and how well you like this page so it can rank it. So personally, I have this thing off. You're easily offered the chance to turn it off when you install the toolbar. If you do turn it on, then you can turn it off here. So I don't recommend using the page rank display personally. I didn't find it useful, and it isn't what I came here for anyway, for the Google toolbar.
Tab, checkbox not checked.
Another one I'm not using.
Route JAWS to checkmark page info menu.
Okay, that's interesting. The page info menu is checked, so I'm not quite understanding why we're seeing that that's not checked.
Tab, checkbox checked. Route JAWS checkmark pop-up blocker.
Okay, the pop-up blocker is definitely checked.
Tab, check Route JAWS checkmark autofill button.
And the autofill button. These are these buttons going to show or not on the toolbar, and we're showing that they are showing.
Tab, checkbox checked. Route JAWS checkmark block this. Tab, check Route JAWS checkmark news button. Tab, Route JAWS checkmark options button. Tab, check Route JAWS restore defaults button.
Okay, there we are at the restore defaults button. If we get around to messing this thing up, we can always restore the defaults to the way they were when we installed the toolbar. All right, that particular page of our three property sheet dialog box doesn't talk too badly. The next one is completely deceiving in what it does. Let's tab.
Tab, restore defaults. Tab, restore. Tab, restore the PC cursor. Tab, options. Tab.
Okay, that didn't read very well because I had failed to turn the JAWS cursor back on. All right, I'm going to right arrow now.
More tab.
Onto the More tab. This thing deceptively presents itself as a tree view, and so you think you're going to have keyboard access, but in fact you have no keyboard access at all. I'm sure some reclassing could solve this problem, but it's easier just to use the JAWS cursor to fill it out.
Tab, More page, tree view, search options open.
Best thing to do here is simply Route JAWS to
Route
PC.
Route JAWS to page up, More tab. Options tab. Autofill tab. More options. Group box. Search options. Scroll up symbol. Corner save the search history across browser sessions not checked.
So what we have, and once you start reading this with the JAWS cursor, it reads just fine. And then you have to use the left mouse button to check or uncheck these checkboxes. So I don't see any reason to save search history across browser sessions.
Corner automatically search when you select from the search history not checked. Corner remember last search type not checked. Checkmark use Google as my default search engine and Internet Explorer checked.
I do have that checked. I don't tend to make much use of it. If you have this checked, you can access Google yet another way, and it's probably one we're not terribly used to, with the search bar using the Control E shortcut key.
Checkmark include special searches on search menu checked.
I'm not sure quite why I have that checked either.
Web buttons.
Now, here's our different web buttons we have access to, and one of which will be the up button.
Checkmark up checked.
And there's the up button, and it's checked.
Corner next and previous not checked.
I don't see any reason to use those.
Corner category not checked. Corner voting buttons not checked. Extra search buttons. Checkmark search site checked.
There's the search site button, which I mentioned earlier.
Corner I'm feeling lucky not checked.
The I'm feeling lucky button, you probably know all that does is when you click on that, in a Google search page, it takes you to the first result that Google gets when you conduct a search. It's just kind of a shortcut way of getting to the best site. If you think you're going to agree with Google's assessment that this is the best site, you click I'm feeling lucky. There's not much reason to have that on the toolbar as far as I'm concerned.
Corner search images not checked. Corner search groups not checked. Corner search directory not checked. Extras. Button text labels. Bullet all text checked.
Obviously, I want all my text labels on the buttons.
Quarter circle selective text only. Quarter circle no text not checked. Checkmark automatically highlight fields that autofill can fill checked.
They might as well have that doing it. Doesn't matter.
Check mark play a sound when blocking pop-ups checked.
I do like that little sound when the pop-ups are blocked.
Blank. Corner fixed page rank through proxies experimental not checked. Restore defaults button.
All right, and that's
easy
all there is.
Cursor.
So any of these things you'd want to change, you would use the Jaws cursor or the left mouse button rather on them to change their status.
Shift tab, more tab.
And then I'm going to right arrow here.
Autofill tab.
And here's where you fill out the information that goes into autofill.
Tab, autofill page. Click below to add or edit your credit card information. Full name edit, Dean Martineau.
And this actually talks quite well, so I won't go through it. You can simply tab through these different fields and fill out the information that autofill will fill out when it finds form fields to fill out. So that's the options dialog and how you work your way around it. It's not the most speech-friendly thing in the world, but it's usable. I'll hit escape.
Escape.
Or can we do that in here?
Shift-tab, wrapping to bottom, jobs, press.
Yep, I guess we can. Okay, good. We're out of here. All right. Now I'm back on the Google website. Let me just demonstrate for you the sound of a pop-up being blocked. So let's head for the baby. Not that there are any scores to report right now, but we'll go to my Major League Baseball score site that I can read the ongoing scores as they change every. I don't know how often they change them, but they're pretty up to date. So let's.
Alt menu bar at BBB Baseballs enter.
So we'll listen here. There we go. It's gone. Ah, the sound of music to my ears, and it's a short song at that. All right, so that's the sound of a pop-up being blocked. And I'm on the site now that lists the baseball scores, and I didn't have to look at anything from specific pop network. Said I'd show you what the page info menu does, so let's head back here.
Root Jaws to virtual page, a file, black back, address box, flower remedy, search web, side news, page. Info.
Alright, I'm going to left-click on this page info menu.
Left mouse button. Menu active. Cache snapshot of page. Translate into English.
Translate into English. That was the first choice. Don't know why. Well, again, there could be lots of situations where you could use that, but this wouldn't be one of them since the page is already in English.
Cache snapshot of page.
That's what the page looked like when Google caught it in its clutches when it was going around surfing the web to gather information about this page so that it could allow people to search for information on it.
Similar pages. Backward links.
Who's linking to the page? That can be kind of useful.
Translate into English.
Okay, and there we are. So that's what the page info menu does. I have virtually never used it, but those are the features that it offers, and perhaps you'll find one of them of some value.
Escape. Menu. Escape. Graphic advertising.
And that takes us out of the menus. It's a standard menu, just that you can't invoke it by anything except left-clicking on the toolbar button. Well, this is the Google toolbar. It doesn't offer a lot of things, but what it offers is wonderful, and I hope that you will explore it, and maybe you'll make some use of some of the features that I didn't, but I hope that if you're not already blocking pop-ups with it, that you'll give that a try, because that has really been a great benefit. So this is Dean Martineau, and this is the end of our feature on toolbars, but I hope to be back with you soon on Main Menu with some other discussions as I explore adaptive technology. Goodbye for now.
Before I get started today, I think I should introduce myself. I'm a new reviewer on Main Menu, or I haven't done any reviews before. So my name is Corey Martin, and I live in our wonderful little town of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. And I am visually impaired, and I am a college student here taking CIT, which is Computer Information Technology. I have a great interest in computers and electronics in general, and pretty much any sort of technology. I always have. I've done work with stereo equipment, radio equipment, GPS. I have a great interest in GPS. I think it has enormous potential for a visually impaired individual. And I'm here today to demonstrate the use of a program which is entitled ScanSoft OmniPage Pro 12.0. And it's a program which is meant for working with paper documents and making it easy to convert those into electronic format for use with other applications. It is produced by ScanSoft, and it is a very powerful program. It is not a program which is designed for the visually impaired. It is not an open book or a Kurzweil program. It, however, does meet the same ability sets as those programs, if not exceed them. It does an excellent job of recognizing text in a variety of formats and positions, and it has a number of other features as well. OmniPage is a program which is produced commercially, so you can pick it up at your local office supply store, no doubt, or you can get it online. It is also significantly less expensive than your open book or your Kurzweil scanning programs. I have a rough idea of the prices of, say, those three packages, and I will give them to you now. Kurzweil is, for their top high-end product, is the highest of all. I have not tested Kurzweil, so I don't know how nicely it does. I know it's a very powerful application. But I see it runs around $1,800, roughly. That's not an exact figure, but that gives you an idea. OpenBook is next in line. It runs at $995. And this I haven't worked with OpenBook 6.0, but I have with version 5. And I find OmniPage does a nicer job. And is, it works with more scanning equipment. And it's just more reliable in a way. And then there's OmniPage, which is $599 US. So it's the cheapest of all, but it certainly isn't the cheapest in terms of performance. Of course, please note that for these prices, that doesn't include a scanner, that's just the software. But I'll point out a few top features of OmniPage, and those would be excellent scanning ability. It does an awesome job of recognition, and it does it very quickly, and it's very transparent to the user. There isn't a lot of waiting around while it sits there and recognizes text. It's done every time you scan a page. The recognition is complete and it moves on to the next page, and you don't notice a gap while you wait either. It's done, like, when the scanner reaches the end of its scanning threshold at the end of the bed and starts back, it begins recognition immediately, and it's all ready to start scanning as soon as the scanner comes back to the end and starts the next pass. So it's very quick. It supports a wide variety of file types, including, of course, its own. And I'll point out also that the OmniPage format will retain not only the OCR text, but also the image of the pages. So if, let's say, they come out with OmniPage version 15 in a couple of years or something, and you have these old files from 12, or even, let's say, 10, and you want to bring them into 15, and you want to re-OCR the text, see if it can come out any clearer, and it does. That is possible, because the images are retained in the format. It also supports the Office formats, like Microsoft Word. It supports rich text format. It supports text format. It supports WordPerfect format, and a number of other formats. And a big one that it supports, and this is a whole feature by itself, big plus to the program, it supports PDF. Now, I believe Kurzweil supports PDF, and this also supports PDF, and you have the ability to bring in PDF documents and recognize them and read them. I have even brought in PDF documents that have security settings which prevent access. I'm sure you've all run across that message from JAWS for Windows. I'm not familiar so much with other screen readers, so I can't comment on the feedback they give, but I know for JAWS for Windows that's what it says, and it is very frustrating. So you open this file and it OCRs the PDF document and brings it up for you on the screen, and then you can send it to Word or do with it whatever you want. So those barriers with PDF documents are broken with this application. And another primary feature is it can be integrated into other applications like Microsoft Word. So you could scan a document into Word and have it written onto the screen. You can do that in a couple of ways. You can either scan it in OmniPage and then copy it to the clipboard and paste it over, or you can do it directly. We'll explore that in some detail. So I will demonstrate today how to scan with this program, how reliably it scans, some of its scanning features that really make it a plus to work with, and I will demonstrate how it can be integrated with other applications, and I will also show you how it's laid out, of course, and go through its options, even the ones I haven't used, but I know about them, I just don't really use them. So I'll go through all the options and give you a bit of an overview on the program. You can decide for yourself if it's worth pursuing. But before we do that, I will point out one major advantage to this program, and that is that it works out well with just about any scanner you can imagine. I've tried 3 or 4 different kinds, and it's accepted all of them. And so, as you can see, where with other proprietary scanning packages, they have a hardware compatibility list, and you gotta stick to that list quite closely, this one you can kind of branch off and use other equipment. There is even the possibility of using it with a digital camera. So if you could set it up in a way that the camera had perfect focus on the page you want to photograph, so scanning that page, you could photograph it and transfer the image to OmniPage and have it recognize it. That is another feature of the program. I have not tried that. I have a camera for personal use, but it is not, I'm not very familiar with how to, you know, focus it and zoom in on different things, so I haven't tried this yet. But so the camera is strictly limited to vacations only. No actual reading with that yet, although that, if you can imagine how quickly takes to take a picture as opposed to scan a page, you can imagine the implications of using a camera. So why don't I get right into the program here and get going on how to use it. Before I do that, I will give you the specs of my computer so you get an idea of the speed of the program and what you can expect on your own system. The operating system I'm running is Windows XP Home Edition. My processor is an AMD Athlon XP 1600. And I have about 768 megs of RAM. The screen reader I'm going to use is JAWS for Windows version 5.0 public beta. Yes, it's a beta, but the beta does work here, so that should be all right. And I'm going to use Eloquence. And so why don't I just get into this here?
Desktop, list view not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 35.
Okay, we're on my desktop, and I see I probably should slow the speech down a little bit here.
Context menu, option submenu, basics, voices submenu, global adjustment, leaving menus, global voice settings.
I'll do that right now.
Rate 95 left, PC grade 62 left right slider 20%, desktop, list view.
And I'll turn on the keyboard, so that you can hear what I'm pressing.
Title is Windows OS, JC, default, JC, menu active, user option. Leaving menu, typing echo characters, typing echo characters and words radio, but typing echo words, typing echo characters, default, JCF.
Okay.
Alt F4, Windows M, desktop, list view not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 35.
There we go, I think we're ready for business now. So I'll go to my start menu.
Start menu, internet.
And press P for programs.
P, new office document. SS, scans off OmniPage Pro 12.0 submenu.
And there it is.
OmniPage Pro 12.0.
There's the actual program. I'll arrow through here so you see what's in this group. There's not much here, but...
Scanner wizard.
You'll need to run that when you first install the program, and you need to configure your scanner. It will test the scanner.
Start menu, all programs.
For compatibility issues.
OmniPage...
And it will make sure that the scanner is compatible. I'll talk more about that after.
Schedule OCR.
Schedule OCR. This is a feature I'm not familiar with, particularly because I didn't see a need to schedule anything. But I believe you can schedule it to do work for you at certain times. But that's about all I can say on that particular feature. I just never saw a use for that.
OmniPage Pro 12.0.
So that's all the icons we have in this start menu group. Start if you menu. Want to remove the application, you need to do so from the control menu, control panel, add remove program. So I'll press enter here.
Enter, leaving menus.
And it will launch the application now. There is limited JAWS support. Well, I don't know if it's limited, but there is JAWS support for OmniPage.
App start.
Here we go. And yes, I think it's time for a Windows reinstallation.
Here's the JAWS help topic for OmniPage. Press insert F1 twice quickly. Arrow. Hourglass. Untitled OmniPage document. OmniPage Pro 123 button text editor.
Okay, so here we are in the application. It is basically a
text editor.
Just like it said, it's a text editor. There's a window, on the bottom most of the screen, which is where your text and everything will show. And at the top is a menu bar, and under the menu bar is some options for how you're going to scan, etc. I will use the JAWS cursor or mouse pointer now to go over the window and show you how it is.
Root JAWS to PC. Page up. Home.
So now we're at the top left corner of the window.
Untitled OmniPage document. OmniPage Pro minimize symbol, maximize symbol, close symbol.
And we're at the title bar. I'm going to move down one line here.
File menu, edit menu, view menu, format menu, tools menu, process menu, help menu.
There's our menu bar. I'm going to move down again.
100% scroll down symbol.
I believe that's for zooming.
Load image file, scroll down symbol, automatic scroll down symbol, copy to clipboard, scroll down symbol.
Now this is like a toolbar, or, well, it's not really a toolbar. It's, you can scroll those things down and select different options right there with a mouse. There's ways to do that through the menu bar, though.
Text editor dialog, maximize symbol, close symbol, and available.
Here's the top of the text editor.
Scroll down symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll up symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll left symbol, sub menu, scroll right symbol.
And there's the actual scroll arrows for the text editor.
Change the editing view to apostrophe, retain fonts and paragraphs view, resize, go to the previous page in the document, resize, go to the previous page in the doc.
So there's the bottom of the window, and it shows some help there. So this application is somewhat a word processor as well as a scanning program. So why don't I go through the menus and kind of show you how they're laid out, and demonstrate some things that you should do when you first get the program installed.
PC cursor, menu bar, file.
So we're on the menu bar now at the file. I'm going to pull this down.
Menu active, new unavailable, control N.
We already have a new document, so that's not available.
Open omni-page document, control O. Close unavailable. Save unavailable. Save as unavailable. Save image unavailable. Print submenu unavailable. Send as mail unavailable. Properties unavailable. 1E, backs 2E.
Okay, so there is the file menu. You can see it's a pretty straightforward menu for most word processing type documents. Has all the new open, save, print properties, things you might find, plus your quick links to documents you've opened recently. I'm going to leave the menu bar now and go back in so you can see the edit menu, or just press Alt-E here.
Alt-E, undo unavailable, Control-Z. Redo unavailable, cut unavailable, copy unavailable, paste unavailable, clear unavailable, select all unavailable, Control-A.
There are keyboard shortcuts. I am cutting off the speech before it gets through them all, but most of these do have keyboard shortcuts.
Next page unavailable, Control PGDN. Previous page unavailable, Control PG up. Go to page unavailable, Control G. Delete current page unavailable, Control D. Find unavailable, Control F. Replace unavailable, Control H. Undo unavailable, Control Z.
And we're back around. Now the view menu is next. You do have to make some changes here, I find anyway, to make JAWS work a little better.
Alt-V, toolbars.
Toolbars.
Ruler checked.
Ruler is on.
Document manager.
I turn that off.
Page image.
Turn that off.
Text editor checked unavailable.
That's on.
Thumbnail images.
That's off.
Customize columns.
That I didn't need to play with.
Rotate image submenu unavailable.
Don't need to worry about that. You really want to make sure your images are right side up and you're scanning a page upside down, and I guess that's where you'd go.
Text editor view submenu.
This is maybe worth taking a look at.
Enter through page.
So in this menu here, we have true page, which is where you can have the document look exactly how it would on the printed page.
Retain fonts and paragraphs checked.
That's what I have it on. It will format the text as it sees fit, but it will retain your fonts and it will retain your paragraphs for you.
No formatting.
No formatting, well, then it just goes wherever.
True page.
And we're back around, so I'll move to left.
Header and footer unavailable. Zoom submenu unavailable. Toolbars.
We're back around. Going to move over to the format menu now.
Font unavailable. Paragraph unavailable. Table unavailable. Tabs unavailable. Drop caps unavailable. Style unavailable. Merge cells unavailable. Split cells unavailable. Cell alignment submenu. Hyperlink unavailable. Font unavailable. Paragraph. Font unavailable.
And that's the format menu.
Proofread OCR unavailable. F7 unavailable.
We're in tools.
Find next suspect unavailable. F4 unavailable.
Now, proofread OCR and find next subject. Those are features where you can actually have it correct its own OCR ability. So if it makes a mistake, you can have it check itself. Kind of like its own built-in spell checker for OCR. It works great on small documents. If you want to spend the time on a textbook doing that, then go for it. I'm not doing that. But it is there as a feature.
Train character unavailable.
This is all related to that.
Verifier submenu. Set language unavailable. Reject current page unavailable.
Yes, there is different language options, so on.
User dictionary.
You can have a user dictionary for your own words, etc.
Training file. Zone template.
This is for different templates for documents.
Edit picture unavailable. Speech mode, F5.
Speech mode is, it'll use Sappy to talk as you arrow through the text. I leave it off because then it interferes with JAWS, and JAWS does a better job, in my opinion, anyway. So I just stick with JAWS and go from there.
Speech settings unavailable. Export converters.
This is for sending your text elsewhere.
Options submenu.
Options, we'll be back here.
Proofread OCR unavailable.
We're back around. I'm going to move over to process now.
Start auto processing.
This is where you go and you get your text going.
Start OCR wizard.
Don't need to use this as much. This is more when you're going to scan documents of a certain type or when you have raw images.
Get page submenu.
Get page, I'll show you this. This is how you decide what kind of stuff you're going to bring in.
Enter. Load image file checked.
The last thing I did was actually import a PDF document. So it's on load image file. Because you actually go there and then you open your PDF document.
Scan B and W.
There's scan black and white.
Scan grayscale.
Scan grayscale.
Scan color.
And scan color. I'm not going to change to any of that just yet. But that is the different options to move to.
Scanner settings.
Scanner settings. You can jump right to the scanner settings in the options dialog right there.
Load image file.
And we're back around.
Perform OCR submenu.
This is for performing OCR on scanned images.
Enter. Automatic checked unavailable.
You want to leave it on automatic unless you know what kind of text you're bringing in.
Single column, no table unavailable. Multiple columns, no table unavailable. Single column with table unavailable. Spreadsheet unavailable. Custom user defined unavailable. Template submenu. Enter. None unavailable. OCR settings. Automatic check.
So you can define different kinds of text formats there. Or just leave it on automatic, then it'll do the job for you.
Export results submenu.
It says export results. I've moved to the left and down.
Enter. Save as file unavailable. Copy to clipboard checked unavailable. Send as mail unavailable. Save.
So those are the three places you can just send it, and I'll get into that more later.
Select process settings.
And this jumps to options.
Schedule OCR. Help topics.
And now we moved into help.
Getting started. How to use help. Glossary. Tip of the day. README. ScanSoft on the web submenu. About OmniPage Pro. Help topics.
So there is the menu right there. That is the incomplete menu.
Leaving menus.
And I will point out now that you may have noticed most of those options were unavailable. This is because there is no text on the screen yet. So why don't we do that? Let's get some text onto the screen. I'm going to open my scanner here. And I just opened the lid on my 4-in-1 thing. And I'm going to scan a text. I believe this is my MLA handbook for English class, for writing essays and so on. So I'm aligning that in there. I don't know which side I've got on there. It could be the front, it could be the back, it doesn't matter. So let's go to our process menu, which is where we need to be.
Alt-Tab, Alt-P, menu active, start auto processing. Enter. Leaving menus.
And it's going to start.
Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Copy to clipboard dialog. Page formatting level. Combo box. Retain fonts and paragraphs. 3 of 4.
Now this dialog comes up every time you scan a page in OmniPage unless you have it on auto next page, like where it keeps scanning and scanning. It is rather annoying. I wish there was a way around it, but I haven't found one. And I don't think one exists where you can get this dialog not to pop up. It's basically asking me if I want to put it on the clipboard or save it as a file or email it now that I've scanned a page here. I don't want to do that, so I'm just going to press escape.
Escape, untitled OmniPage document, OmniPage Pro, continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button.
Do I want to stop loading pages, or do I want to keep...
Tab, add more pages button.
Adding pages. Well, I want to stop for a minute.
Tab, stop low space, a Canadian writer's reference updated second edition. How can I use the active voice to make my papers more powerful? How do I use a semicolon properly? How do I avoid using unnecessary commas? How do I correctly document online sources in my essays and assignments? How do I deal with tricky words such as effective or effective? How do I make sure I use the appropriate tense?
Okay, so as you can see, it's already up there. If I do an insert... page down here on my right side.
Page 1 of 1 for help. Press F1 English LN001 col 001 resize symbol.
So it gives us a bit of information there. It gives us the page we're on. It says that if we want help, we can press F1. It says the language is English, and it says the column is 1, column 1. Line 1, column 1. So this is our first page.
Updated. P. Font is bold for Don 11 point.
So that, I guess, you, is the size of
Canadian
the text.
A, font is Times New Roman 15 point.
All right.
N.
So you can go through that and so on. Now, let's say I want to scan more than that. Let's say I want to scan actual text here. So let's do that. I'm going to just flip anywhere in this book here. Doesn't really matter where. And I'll just put this on the scanner like so. And we'll go back to our process menu.
Alt P arrow menu active. Start auto enter. Leaving menus. Automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Finish tab. Add more pages button. Space I beam. OmniPage Pro dialog. A Canadian right.
Now, this is another little thing that it's more to do with JAWS than OmniPage. It likes to read what comes up under the dialogue.
Arrow, continue automatic processing dialogue. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue automatic processing dialogue. What would you like to do now? Copy to clipboard dialogue. Page range, combo box, all pages, 1 of 2.
Now, to avoid that problem, they may have a way around it by, you know, telling it not to read under that dialogue. But I just put it on a blank page when I do lots of scanning so that it doesn't keep trying to read the text every time the dialogue for scanning disappears. Now, we're back to the same thing with that copy to clipboard dialogue. I'm going to press escape.
Escape, untitled.
But I'm going to
tab, add more pages
add
button.
More pages now.
Space.
Press space.
OmniPage Pro dialogue.
Silent speech, and we are doing another page. I'm going to stop it at this point once this page completes.
Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue escape untitled tab stop space a Canadian.
Okay, we're on the first page of 3.
Page 1 of 3 for help.
Let's go to page 2. Control page down.
Control page down. I beam. Sample APA paper 339, arrow. APA, P, A, space.
So this is a sample APA paper 339.
Glay, S, 1998. Jan, Uth, W, 1990, 29. Monkeying with list is. Holm, E, 1985, June 25th. Kanzi the chimp, A. Outs, R, 1997. Next of kin, what chimpanzees? Taught me about who we are, New York, William Morrow. Gibbons, A, 1991. Deja vu all over again. Chimp Language Wars. Science 251. 1561 to 1562. Greenfield PM and Savage Run.
Okay, it looks to be a list of references. So you can see it does a nice job of recognizing the text here.
CLCIO available. HTTP. WWW. Santa Edu. Johnson Articles.
And there's a website. Let's go to page 3 now.
Control page now. 338 APS style. 338 APS style. Apes and language. I beam. The writer. Presence. Balanced view of. The philosophical. Controversy. The day of the conclusion is objective. Foundations on which human language could be built are already present. p. 244. The suggestion that there is a continuity in the linguistic abilities of apes and humans has created much controversy. Linguist Noam Chomsky has strongly asserted that language is a unique human characteristic. Booth, 1990. Terrace has continued to be skeptical of the claims made for the apes.
Okay, can apes talk? All right. Now, let's continue our apes talk essay here. I'm flipping over to the next page, but this time I'm going to do it a little differently. I'm going to speed up the process a little bit. I've flipped over, and I'm putting the book back on the scanner. Please note that the book is small enough to fit on the glass completely across, with both pages facing down. Now, this is another feature of OmniPage. To scan two pages at a time. Most other OCR programs do this, but this one does it as well. So I'm going to enable that feature in options, tell it that we want to double page scan, or they refer to it as looking for facing pages. So let's go to tools.
Alt arrow menu active proofread OCR F7.
And options. Oh, and this particular setting is under process. I just know that, so I'm going to press P.
P, leaving menus, options, process, tab, automatically prompt for more pages, checkbox, check, tab, automatically correct page, tab, retain text, and shift, tab, automatically correct page orientation, checkbox, checked.
That's checked, so that doesn't matter if I've got the page upside down or right side up or whatever, it'll fix
tab,
it.
Tab, look for facing pages, checkbox, not checked.
Let's check this.
Space, check, tab, mute, tab, OK button.
Tab to the OK button.
Space, 300.
And there we have it. Now, that is going to start scanning in double page mode. Now I'm going to make another change at this point as well to show you another feature, and that is the automatic ability for it to just feed pages through without making you have to press escape of that copy to clipboard dialog and so on. So I'm going to go to tools again.
Alt menu active. 338 APA style apes and language. The writer
and it's trying to read. So there, I just silenced it, and I'm going to press O.
Oh, all.
And at this point, why don't I just show you the options menu? So I'll go to
Enter,
all.
Enter, leaving menus, option, shift, tab, use defaults, but tab, load settings, shift, tab, process, tab.
I'm going to move it all the way to left, or actually I'm going to do this
root
with the mouse cursor. I could do it with the left arrow, but I find it easier.
Page OCR tab, OC, left mouse button, PC cursor.
There we go, so we're on the OCR tab. I could have just used the left arrow, or the shift with tab, you know, till I got to the OCR part of the dialogue, but I didn't want to do that. So here we are. Now this is an unusual dialogue because the tabs, in the order of the dialogue, the tabs come right before the OK button. Then you got your cancel button, then your use defaults, and then it has load and save settings, which allow you to make profiles, I believe.
Tab, can tab, use defaults button, tab, load setting, tab, save set, tab, languages and document, list view, 1 of 115, English.
So, it has 115 different languages it can recognize.
The following items are selected, English list view, English, 1 of 115.
Okay, Joe says the following items are selected, English.
Tab, user dictionary combo box, none, 2 of...
There's no user dictionary.
Tab, button.
I haven't set one up. I believe that is a browse button right there.
Tab, professional dictionaries list view, 1 of 8.
It has professional dictionaries as well.
Dutch legal, 1. Dutch medical. English legal, 3. English medic. French legal. French medic. German medic. English medical, 4 of 8. French. English legal, 3
yeah,
of 8.
I'd like to leave it on English legal.
List 1, list.
I'm a legal guy, not a medical guy.
Tab, reject character edit, tilde.
That, I believe, is for filtering out characters.
Tab, font matching button.
For playing with the OCR fonts.
Tab, OCR tab.
Don't want to mess with that. Now we're back to the OCR tab.
Tab, OK button.
There's the OK button.
Shift tab, OCR tab.
Now we'll move over to scanner.
Scanner tab.
Now when you first come
options,
into the
dialogue,
program.
Untitled, tab, OK button, tab, use defaults button.
You have to set up your scanner. So use defaults.
Tab, load setting, tab, set up button.
You go to this button and set up your scanner. It's a wizard. You run through it. It just asks you a bunch of questions about like which scanning device you want to use. Of course, your scanner needs to be installed before you do this. As well as it'll do some test scans. It'll ask you to put in some documents. It'll ask you if the output looks right on the screen. You don't need to worry about that because it's just testing your scanner. I've been able to do it without sighted assistance always, and it always works. Let's continue on here.
One, size, combo box, a 4, 1 of 4.
Okay, size. It's the size of the paper.
Tab, orientation, combo box, portrait, 1 of 2.
Again, you don't really need to worry about that.
Tab, automatically scan pages, checkbox not checked.
But this is the setting we've come to change.
Space, checked.
Now, automatically scan pages.
Tab, time between scans. Edit spin box, 4.
It's going to give us 4 seconds. That's how I've used it. I can flip a page in 4 seconds, so that's good.
Tab, brightness 50% left. Tab, contrast 50% left. Right slider, 49%. Tab, scanner tab.
And those two you don't really need to change. Now, I'll move on.
Direct OCR tab.
This is where you can OCR text into other applications.
Tab, use default tab, saves tab, enable direct OCR checkbox checked, tab, draw zones automatically checkbox checked, tab, proofread OCR checkbox not checked.
This is
unregistered, untitled 1 of 1.
This is just where it shows the list of programs you can scan into.
Tab, add but tab, registered, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft PowerPoint, Microsoft Word 3 of 3.
So there you go, there's those three applications in there, Excel, PowerPoint, and Word.
Tab, browse, tab, direct OCR tab.
That's all under that setting.
Process tab.
Process. This is important.
Tab, cross tab, can't tab, use tab, loads tab, save tab, insert, combo box, after last page, 1 of 4.
This will determine where the scanned images are inserted, after last page.
After current page.
After current page, where you are with your cursor.
Before current page.
Before current page.
Before first page.
Before first page. I'm going to leave it on
home,
the first
after
one.
Last page, tab, automatically prompt for more pages, checkbox checked.
This will keep asking you if you want to keep scanning or stop scanning. I prefer to have it ask.
Tab, retain text and background color checkbox checked.
I prefer to have that.
Tab, look for facing pages checkbox checked.
This is where I change that setting for looking for facing pages.
Tab, user interface language combo box, English 1 of 1.
It's English.
Tab, process tab, proofing tab.
I've turned this feature off. This is the OCR spell checker.
Tab, can't tab, use defaults, but tab, look tab, tab, mark non-dictionary words, checkbox check, tab, automatically proofread results after OCR checkbox not checked.
I turn that off, because then it doesn't keep start doing it on its own, and that can take a while to do.
Tab, enable IntelliTrain checkbox check, tab, prompt to save training data when closing document checkbox not checked, tab, training file combo box, none, 1 of tab, button, tab, proofing tab, custom layout tab.
This is for defining custom layouts.
Tab, loads, tab, auto radio button checked, 3 of 3. No column radio, auto tab, no table, auto tab, auto, no graphics, auto tab, custom layout tab.
And that determines whether you wanted to think everything's columns, tables, graphics, if you want to get rid of graphics, columns, or tables, whatever, that's where you do it.
Text editor tab.
This determines different properties about the text editor itself, and that's the last of the tabs.
Tab, loads tab, sit tab, non-printing characters checkbox not tab, markers checkbox checked, tab, header and footer checkbox checked, tab, reading order checkbox checked, tab, inches radio button checked, 1 of 4, tab, wrap the ruler radio button checked, tab, text editor tab.
And that just determines what shows in the screen, what measurements are used, and whether word wrap is on or not.
Tab, OK button.
Let's go to OK.
Space, hourglass. Arrow, 300.
Save the settings.
Page 3.
We are now on page...
Page 3 of 3.
So we're ready to go. The thing is set up, so I go to Alt-P.
Alt-P, menu active, 338 apostille apes and language, the writer...
I just silenced
Start
that.
Auto-processing.
That's the item we're on here.
Enter, leaving menus, tab, add more pages
add
button,
more pages
shift
now.
Tab, finish...
Finish processing existing pages. If there are pages that have not yet been recognized, you can do that.
But tab, add more pages
to,
button.
Add more pages.
Space. OmniPage Pro.
Now I gotta get ready to change it.
Auto scan next page from flatbed dialog. Pause button.
Now,
338 apostille apes and language, the writer presents a balanced view of the philosophical controversy. The TE of the conclusion is objective. Foundations on which human language could be built are already present. P240. Auto scan next tab. Shift tab. Space. Scan now button.
Now, this is where you can tell it to stop. When it gets to the end of a scan, I've done that. I'm going to stop
tab,
it
stop
here.
Scanning space. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Copy. Escape. Untitled tab. Add more tab. Stop load space.
Let's move to the next page.
Control page down. I beam. The writer apes and language 6. The writer draws attention to an important article. Baby or a bottle and a match before signing bottle match. Can apes create sentences? The early ape language studies offered little proof that apes could combine symbols into grammatically ordered sentences.
Now, this is one page of...
Page 4 of 7.
So we've just done 4 more pages. I'm going to move down.
Control page. Apes and language 7. Lexigrams that involved an invitation to play, such as chase, would appear first. Lexigrams that indicated what was to be done during play, hide, would appear second. Kanzi also created his own rules when combining gestures and lexigrams. He would use the lexigram first and then gesture A.
I'm just arrowing up and down through the text here. I'm gonna go down again.
Control page down. Page 6 of 7 for Apes and Language 4. Apes and Language 4. There is considerable evidence that apes have signed to one another spontaneously without trainers present. Like many of the apes studied, gorillas Coco and Michael have been observed.
And we'll go down.
Control page down. Apes and Language... Apes and Language 5. Apes, how creatively? How have apes used language?
There, see, I moved up and down a few times there.
There is considerable evidence that apes have invented creative names. One of the earliest and most controversial examples involved the gardener's chimpanzee Washo. Washo, who knew signs for water and bird, once signed water bird when, et al., 1979, suggested that there was no basis for concluding that Washo was characterizing the swan as a bird that inhabits water. Apostrophe Washo may simply have been identifying correctly a body of water and a bird, in that order. P895.
So you can see that it does a nice job of scanning. Now I have this text here on my screen. Let's say I want to actually send it somewhere. Let's say I want to send it to Word.
Start menu, internet. P, new office document. M, Microsoft keyboard. M, Microsoft Outlook. M, Microsoft PowerPoint. M, Microsoft Word. Enter, leaving menus.
I'm just bringing up Word now.
Hourglass. Document 1, Microsoft Word, print view, normal style, page 1, edit unknown.
Okay, so here's Word.
Alt tab, untitled OmniPage.
Now, let's go to process.
Alt P, menu active, apes and language 5, how creatively have apes used. Export results submenu.
And arrow down to export results.
Enter, save as file. Copy to clipboard checked.
I'm going to go to this one. See, and these are available options now. They're not saying unavailable.
Enter. Leaving menus. Copy to clipboard dialog. Page range. Combo box. All pages. One of tab. Page formatting level. Combo box. Retain font. No format. Flowing page. No font. Retain. True page.
Just like that text area on the view menu, you can choose how things are displayed. I'm going to go to true
tab,
page.
Okay.
And we're going to press OK.
Space. Save as progress monitor dialog. Cancel button.
And it's just sending it to the
Save as progress
now.
Monitor dialog. File name C / document1 / Cori.
And whatever, it's just giving the name of a temp file, I guess.
Page 7 of 7 for root page. Scroll not hold. Terrace the PC cursor.
And it's gone. The dialog has closed. I'm going to move to Word now and paste.
Alt tab arrow. Title is document 1. Microsoft Word. Document 1. Blank.
Okay, and...
Blank.
That is a blank window. Paste.
Paste the text from clipboard. Hourglass arrow. Page 1 sec 1 Page 10 sec 7 10.
So we have 10 pages, I guess, in Word's reckoning.
Control page up.
Oops.
Control home arrow.
Okay, now we are at the top of the document.
Page 4 sec.
I think pressing control page up
arrow.
Was a mistake.
Control. Updated second. Blank.
There we go. Now I'm at the top.
Blank. Updated second edition. Blank. Blank. Page 2. Page 3, blank. Sample op of paper 339,
so
SID. Blank. 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 Page 4, blank. Page 5, blank, ID.
Why Word put it in so many pages, I don't know.
338 op of style 3. Apes and language, A. Asserted that language is a unique human, ID. Blank. The conclusion past 30 years that the...
Now you can see that the text has been exported. Word did put it over several pages, I'm not sure why, but it is there.
Print view, normal.
So, you can leave it like that, or you could just, from OmniPage, save it as a file. So let's close
Alt
this
Alt 4,
down.
Arrow, Microsoft N, untitled Omni.
Okay, so now we're back in OmniPage. I don't think there is much else to demonstrate, except perhaps one more feature. And... It's not really a feature per se, but it is something you might run across.
Page 7 of 7.
So we're on page 7. I am going to flip over another page here. And I'm going to just simply...
Apes and language 5. How creatively have apes used language? There is considerable evidence that apes have invented creative names. One of the earliest and most controversial...
I think I pressed the arrow when I flipped the book over. Okay, so I've flipped a page, and I'm going to just get a page. I'm not going to start scanning, per se. I'm going to just
Alt-P menu.
Get a page here.
G, load image file. Scanner settings. Scan color.
I moved up with my up arrow twice to scan color.
Enter. I beam. Leaving menus.
Now, it's not going to actually perform an OCR on this. It's just going to scan. And you can hear the scanner doing this weird jerky motion. I don't know why it does that when it does color. It's just to do higher resolution scans or something. Something might be worthwhile to ask Hewlett Packard about. Anyway, it's almost done. There we go.
Arrow. Auto scan tab. Scan now. Shift tab. Pause button. Space. Scan now button.
There. Now I've paused it because it's still on auto scan. Remember, so I'm going to stop
tab,
it here.
Stop space. Page 8 of 9 for help.
Now we're on page 8 and I'm arrowing around. You can hear me doing it. But there's nothing to arrow around to. It hasn't been recognized yet. So we have to actually bring that text in. I'm going to bring up the JAWS cursor here for a sec just to show you the window.
Root JAW page down, scroll left symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll up symbol, scroll down PC cursor.
So there's nothing there yet, so let's
Alt
go to
P,
process.
Menu active, start auto, enter, leaving menus, finish processing, exist space, cancel
that's
button.
That's when you go to that finish processing existing pages thing. When this completes, the copy to clipboard dialog will come up. Which it should any second now, I believe.
Page 8 of 9 for help. Press F1 English LN 001 col 001 resize symbol arrow. Copy to clipboard dialog. Page range combo box. All pages 1 of 2.
Just press escape here.
Escape, IBM, Apes and Language 2, 332, 1D Apostyle Full Title Centered, Apes and Language, a review of the literature over the past 30 years. Researchers have demonstrated that the great apes, chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans resemble humans in language abilities more than had been thought possible.
Now, there is page 8.
Page 8 of 9.
Of what we just recognized. I'm going to go to page 9.
Control page down. 300 sample APA paper, 3-1-D, apes and language, 3, Hughes, Harris and his colleagues at Columbia University had trained a chimpanzee, Nim, in American Sign Language, so their skepticism about the apes' abilities received much attention, in fact.
Okay, so there is what happens when you don't have pages recognized. So that is the scanning ability of OmniPage. Maybe I will demonstrate also right now bringing in a PDF document.
PC cursor, Alt F, new control, enter, leaving menus, OmniPage Pro dialog. Do you want to save the
No, we don't.
PC blank for
so
help.
So we got no, we're back to square one again. I'm going to go to
Alt P, menu act
here.
G, load image file.
Load image file. I'm going to show you how to do this anyway. Sometimes it can take a while to bring in a PDF document, especially if it's a large PDF document. And unfortunately, I don't have any small PDF documents here. Because what it does, it's scanning, recognizing, and rendering all your images off this PDF document at once. And so, basically, you know, you gotta give it a few minutes for PDF documents, but I'll show you how you do it.
Enter, leaving menus, load image file.
Okay, so we got a load image file dialog.
Tab, files of type, combo box, PDF files, PDF, 10 of 12.
So you can load up to, I guess, like 10 or so files here.
PDF.
I'll go through them.
TIP, image files. Image files. TIFF, PCX, DCX, BMP, JPG, GIF, PDF, PNG, ZIF, MAX.
Okay, so there is an all files option.
TIFF files, bitmap file, PCX file, DCX file, JPEG files, PNG files, MAX files, GIF files, PDF files, ZIF files, all files.
Okay, and it's just an open files dialog box, and as soon as you open your file, it starts working on it. So those are the kinds of graphics you can import.
Escape, all file. Escape.
And that is OmniPage, in a sense, how it works. It's quite a nice program. I enjoy it a lot, and I've made quite a bit of headway with it. I've done all my scanning with it, and all my textbooks are in OmniPage format. Now, if you want to go to ScanSoft's website and check it out for yourself, you can do so at http://www.scansoft.com. And if you want to talk to me, you can do so by emailing me at corlor@shaw.ca. That is corlor at shaw, shaw.ca. I may be getting a website soon, so I will get a new email address at that time, but that is a work in progress. So for now, that is my email address. So I'm going to close down the application.
Alt F4. Untitled.
And I'm in my recording application now.
Thanks to Corey Martin there. And that's all from Main Menu this week. Don't forget, of course, you can always contact the program by email to mainmenu@acbradio.org.